When the American Revolution began, there were many living in the colonies that remained loyal to the king. In many cases, they fled the new nation and had their property confiscated by the Patriots. The story of one of those men is this edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Hey, I'm rodeo clown J.J. Harrison. Now, if you've ever seen me in the arena, you know I like to have fun, take chances. But I also take safety very seriously, because rodeo clowning can be dangerous, but so can farming or ranching. Never assume location of depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start work, always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com. It only takes a minute, and it can save your life.
Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Growing up, we were told of the heroic deeds of the Patriots who defeated the British to form the United States of America. As Nancy Jones explains, we often do not hear the story of what happened to those who remained loyal to the King of England.
The house was constructed in 1759 for a very wealthy young man, a loyalist. His name was John Vassall. His wealth came from sugarcane plantations in Jamaica.
He lived in this large home in Cambridge, Massachusetts until 1774.
He evacuated the house in fear for his family's safety. He was loyal to the King of England, and the rebels, or the Patriots as we would call them, were causing some problems for the King of England. So Mr. Vassall evacuated, and the house was seized by the Patriots.
Vassall and his family were refugees of the American Revolution.
He originally fled into Boston and then went with his family to Nova Scotia. He went to England, but he had not been born there, so he was a newcomer to the English scene. Probably not as highly regarded there as he would have been here because he was a colonist.
Vassall died in England, never returning to his home here.
The Continental Congress in June of 1775 appoints General Washington to be commander of the army. He comes north to Cambridge, arrives in Cambridge in early July 1775, and takes this house as his headquarters and his home for the next 9 months.
But more well-known Americans were to call this home, and their story, and that of the American Revolution, is next time as we travel the countryside. In Cambridge, Massachusetts, I'm Andrew McCrae.